There's a moment in every great rivalry when you stop watching two competitors and start watching two futures collide. Right now, three machines are fighting for that future. One was built by the most famous robotics company on Earth, a machine with 30 years of engineering behind it, deployed in Hyundai factories, backed by Google DeepMind, and priced at $420,000. One was built in China for $16,000, balanced, and it just did a 720-degree spinning kick in front of 18,000 people at a live concert while Elon Musk watched and called it impressive. And one, a machine almost nobody outside the robotics world has heard of, quietly became the first humanoid robot in history to land a Webster flip, a move so difficult that most elite human athletes can't do it. Three robots, three countries, three completely different answers to the same question. What does it actually mean for a machine to move like a living thing? Today, we're settling the agility showdown, Electric Atlas versus Unitree G1 versus Agibot Linksy X2. And by the end of this video, you might be surprised which one wins. Competitor 1, Boston Dynamics Electric Atlas. Imagine a machine that does a backflip, lands perfectly, and then immediately picks up a car part and carries it across a factory floor. Not one or the other, both, in the same sequence. That's Electric Atlas, and that combination, agility fused with actual work, is what separates it from everything else on this list. Boston Dynamics retired its legendary hydraulic Atlas in April 2024, the machine that inspired a decade of viral videos, that ran parkour and vaulted obstacles and shocked the world, gone, replaced by something even more unsettling. The Electric Atlas is taller, stronger, and stranger. It has 56 degrees of freedom and joints that rotate a full 360 degrees, movements no human body can make. At CES 2026, Boston Dynamics unveiled the production version. Every unit for 2026 is already sold out. Fleets are shipping to Hyundai's factories and Google DeepMind. The price tag? $420,000. But here's what that money buys. In August 2025, Boston Dynamics partnered with Toyota Research Institute to demonstrate large behavior models, a system where Atlas learns entirely new tasks from human demonstrations without a single new line of code being written. Watch a human do something once. Atlas does it forever. It sorted engine covers. It navigated cluttered environments. It twisted its torso independently of its legs while maintaining perfect balance. It autonomously navigated to its charging station, swapped its own battery, and returned to work without any human instruction. Atlas doesn't just move with agility, it moves with purpose. And when the most expensive, most experienced humanoid robot on Earth is your opening act, the next two machines have a lot to prove. Competitor 2, Unitree G1. What would you think if a robot that costs less than a used car started doing things that robots costing 25 times more haven't figured out yet? That's the Unitree G1, and it's the most disruptive machine in this entire showdown. At just 1.3 meters tall and 35 kilograms, the G1 looks almost toy-like standing next to Atlas, but the moment it moves, the comparison stops being funny. In December 2025, six G1 robots performed live backflips at a concert in Chengdu in front of 18,000 people. Not pre-recorded, not a demo, a live performance. Elon Musk reposted the footage with one word: impressive. A Chinese social media user watching the clip put it perfectly. At the Spring Festival Gala earlier this year, these robots still looked like toddlers learning to walk. Now they're doing backflips. That's not an exaggeration. The pace of improvement is almost impossible to follow. In February 2025, the G1 performed martial arts. In March, it executed the world's first standing side flip by a humanoid. By October, it was pulling off 720-degree spinning kicks. By the 2026 Lunar New Year, Unitree's robots were performing continuous freestyle table vaulting parkour and launched aerial flips reaching nearly 10 feet in height. Both world firsts. And then there's the resilience. In perturbation tests, the G1 gets kicked, stumbles, collapses, and recovers almost instantly to a stable standing posture. It runs outdoors. It crosses narrow stepping stones. It balances on beams. It dances on slopes. All of this from a machine that sells for $16,000. Available right now, on Walmart. The G1 isn't the most powerful robot in this showdown, but it might be the most dangerous to the competition, because every month it gets better. And the gap between $16,000 and $420,000 is getting harder and harder to justify. But if G1 is the athletic prodigy nobody saw coming, the third robot in this showdown is the one that made the entire robotics world stop and ask, how did they do that? Competitor 3, Agibot Linksy X. 2. There's a move in parkour called the Webster Flip. One-legged takeoff, full forward somersault in midair. Controlled landing. Elite human athletes train for years to execute it cleanly. In 2025, a robot did it for the first time in history. Not Atlas, not G1. the Agibot Lynxy X2, a compact Chinese humanoid that most people outside the robotics world had never heard of, quietly became the first machine to ever land a Webster flip. When Agibot posted the video, they added a caption that perfectly captured the moment. "You may not know me, but you must have heard of the Webster flip. The robotics world heard it. The Lynxy X 2 stands 1.3 meters tall, weighs 33.8 kilograms, and has 28 degrees of freedom, similar dimensions to the G1. But Agibot's approach to agility is completely different. Where G1 chases explosive athletic power, X2 chases precision and balance mastery. The Webster flip is the headline, but it's not even the most remarkable thing this robot can do. The X2 rides a bicycle. It rides a scooter. It balances on a hoverboard, a platform that is inherently unstable, constantly shifting, requiring thousands of micro-corrections per second just to stay upright. The robot navigates all of it with a smoothness that makes observers uncomfortable, because it looks too easy. And then it performed kung fu alongside Shaolin monks at the birthplace of martial arts. Not as a stunt, as a statement. Humanoid robots are entering domains once reserved for the most disciplined human practitioners in the world. X2 is powered by Agibot's GO1 Foundation model, a system that allows the robot to learn from human video demonstrations and generalize to new tasks without prior training. The same AI stack that lets it flip also lets it read medication labels aloud and navigate complex environments using proprioceptive feedback alone, sensing the world through joint pressure rather than cameras. Three machines, three philosophies, and now it's time to put them head to head. So which robot wins? The honest answer is, it depends on what you're asking them to do. If you need a robot that works, lifts heavy loads, navigates factory floors, learns new tasks overnight, and operates for an entire shift without human intervention, Electric Atlas is in a class of its own. It's the only machine here that's been deployed in a real commercial facility, the only one backed by Google DeepMind's AI, the only one that autonomously manages its own battery. It's not just an agile robot. It's a robot that's already working. But here's the thing about Atlas. It costs $420,000. Every 2026 unit is sold out. And it's not available to researchers, startups, or anyone outside a small group of enterprise customers. If you need a robot that moves like an athlete and learns like one too, faster, more explosive, more unpredictable than anything at its price point, the Unitree G1 is the answer. It's already in the wild. Researchers are training on it. Developers are building on it. And every month, it does something new that the internet can't believe. And if you want to know which machine has the most sophisticated balance control, the deepest mastery of what it means to maintain equilibrium under extreme conditions, the Agibot Lynxy X2 makes a case that's hard to argue with. No other humanoid rides a hoverboard. No other humanoid has landed a Webster flip. No other humanoid has performed at the Shaolin Temple alongside human monks who have trained their entire lives. Atlas is the professional. G1 is the prodigy. X2 is the artist. And the real winner of this showdown might not be any of the three robots. It might be the moment we're living in, when three machines at three completely different price points are all doing things that were considered impossible just 2 years ago. So here's the question this showdown leaves us with. Boston Dynamics spent 30 years and hundreds of millions of dollars to build Electric Atlas. It's deployed in factories, it's backed by the biggest names in AI, and it costs $420,000. Unitree built a machine that does backflips in front of 18,000 people for $16,000, and it gets better every single month. Agibot came out of nowhere, hired a former Huawei genius engineer, and built a robot that landed the Webster flip before anyone else on Earth. This isn't just a robot competition. This is the USA versus China in the most consequential technology race of our lifetime, and the gap between them is closing faster than anyone predicted. So tell me in the comments, after everything you just saw, who wins this showdown? Is it Atlas, the American professional with 30 years of engineering behind it? The G1, China's $16,000 prodigy that just keeps getting better? Or the X2, the robot that did what no machine had ever done before? Drop your pick below and tell me, hashtag Team America or hashtag Team China, where do you stand?